I'm joined now by Coach Laura Sharp. She's going to be leaving for a Division I program in Mississippi. Matter of fact, at Hattiesburg, Mississippi, Southern Mississippi, the Lady Golden Eagles. I've watched her as a player. I've witnessed her young, early coaching career. And now we'll look forward to watching and finding out about her at wherever that may be as a Division I coach. Coach Sharp, first of all, we're going to miss you terribly, but congratulations on an opportunity for you to move on to a Division I program. Let's talk about that a little bit and the decision process that came down.
Well, first of all, I'm really excited about the opportunity. You know, it has been just an amazing experience here at Garden City, and a lot of memories and a lot of people that I'm so thankful for, a lot of players that I'm really thankful for. You know, just like I teach the people in our program and the players in our program, I teach them that you've got to have dreams and you've got to set goals for yourself. And throughout my life, it's been since I've been in coaching that my goal is to be a Division I head coach. And like I told our administration, I said, if I could work at Garden City for 10 years and win a bunch of games and go be the next head coach at a big-time Division I program, I would. But there are steps that you have to take. There are things that you have to do. I'm not looking at it. It's not a sacrifice to me. It's an opportunity. It's an opportunity to advance myself, to get myself on a little more of a national scale and get to the Division I level. I've had some opportunities offered to me while I've been at Garden City. I've loved it here, and none of those were the right thing for me and the right move for me to make. So I feel like I've been patient. I've kind of waited. I've continued to work hard and build this program up. You know, this last month, this opportunity kind of came about, and I've gotten to know Coach McNellis over the course of the last month, and I officially interviewed for the job this last Monday, and it was offered to me that same evening, and it's just something that I can't pass up. I'm excited to spread my wings. You know, I've been kind of telling people that it's bittersweet because I do love it here, and you know, what we've been able to do here is really special, and it's because of Garden City and because of the players and because of people like you and Donette and your station and your program and Ross and Tony and everybody like that that's wrapped their arms around me and the program. That's really why we've been able to be successful and why it's been such a good fit and a home for me for 4 years.
Well, you know, Coach, it is very easy to wrap our arms around you because of what you bring to this program. As I mentioned at the start of this interview, that I watched you as a player at Fort Scott, and knowing what a great player you were, and now you've taken that to the coaching level as well. I was introduced to you at Lamar Community College, actually my first year here, and then that following year, you came here to Garden City Community College. You've run the program as a Division I program from start to now as you're leaving, and that's really the reason why you're getting that opportunity, and we're so proud of what you've accomplished here. And obviously for the last 2 years, it's been great. The first 2 years, yes, it was building to that point, but 21-12 in 2012, and then just this last year, 29-4, best record ever, and of course the highest winning percentage at more than 640% with your 83 wins during this tenure here at Garden City Community College. Talk about the success of this program. You brought in a lot of great players.
I'm really, really proud of what we've done at Garden City, and I can't even count all the first in a long time. I know we broke 9 school records this year. We put an All-American up on the banner for the first time in 10 years. We have a new leading scorer. You know, we have a new record for 3-point field goals in a game. We have a new record for regular season wins. We've done so many cool things that I am really proud of. And I think it's as simple as we've just worked incredibly hard. You know, we have outworked, we have out-recruited our competition. We maybe haven't been able to have the very best players, but we've had the very best people and the most hardworking individuals. We've had some talented basketball players, but we've kind of put our niche into finding good kids that work hard and are willing to buy into what we want to do at Garden City. And I can't complete this interview without, you know, thanking my staff, from Carter Kruger to, you know, my current staff, Whitney Corley and Nick Salazar. They have been amazing. They have helped lift this program to national recognition. They work so hard. They take no credit. They don't need awards and medals. They just put their nose to the ground and have developed into really awesome coaches, and I can never thank them enough. Between them and the players, they're the ones who win the games. They're the ones who do the work. They've done everything that I've asked them to do. The players who have finished the program, they've gone on to do really cool things. You know, Maricela is wrapping up and going to get her degree at the University of Georgia. Ashley Walker had a really awesome year at Livingstone College. You know, Bailey Himmert, Carly Schmell, Sarah Hoover, all those players have moved on, earning their degree. Michaela Skidmore had an outstanding semester at Ottawa University. You know, Michael Chin going to move on. Denny Jacobs, Talia Pope committed yesterday. Tamara Jones, hopefully we'll be making a commitment soon. And then we'll see where the rest of these players wind up. But this last season is obviously one of the most memorable. Our group of eight, I know one of our boosters called them the Elite Eight all season long. What they did and how they handled themselves and carried themselves off the floor is something that I think the young kids in the community can really look up to. And the people who have came to camp, it's been really fun having them at the games, cheering us on. They come into the locker room at the end of the game, and that's what really makes the experience so great. That's why it makes it hard to leave Garden City, because people do care. People come to the games. They want to know how we're doing. I'm out in the community. Everybody calls me coach. They know who I am. They know that I'm affiliated with the women's basketball team, and they know what's going on. And I think that that's really special, and that's something that doesn't happen in very many places, especially at this level.
Well, you're exactly right, Coach. And, you know, you commented about the work ethic of your staff, your assistant coaches, your players, and everybody involved with it. But nobody works harder than you. And I've been a witness to that in many, many occasions with not only your preparation for the games, but also your recruiting and the things that you've done to bring those type of players in here. Talk a little bit about now moving on and taking that work ethic to Southern Mississippi. You'll be down there as an assistant and a recruiter as well. So I guess we can expect Southern Mississippi to head to the top now.
I really hope so. I do know that Coach Joy Lee McNellis had some very specific things in mind when she hired me. She was looking for someone who has been a successful head coach. She's looking for some guidance and some assistant and on the bench during games. She wants energy during practice. And most importantly, she's looking for someone who is willing to work very, very hard, be willing to outwork other people and help get Southern Miss to the top of the Conference USA. And I believe that I definitely fit that mold. We had an immediate connection when we started talking and when we met each other. It just really seemed right. I know everybody has their opinions. Everybody has their own feelings. I know in my heart that this is the right thing to do. And I am so excited. She is a great coach. She has a lot of energy. She shares the same passion. She shares the same work ethic and drive that I do. And so I really feel like it's a match made in heaven. Her associate head coach, Jordan Dupuis, I actually met him on the road recruiting several years ago. That's kind of why we've broken into Mississippi in our recruiting. He's shared some connections and some contacts. So it kind of goes back a couple of years. I can't wait. I've always wanted to work at that level and to be able to be in Conference USA and be able to work with a coach like Coach McNellis. I know that she did a lot of awesome things at Memphis. She went to two NCAA tournaments. She won the conference championship a couple of times. And I know she wants to get Southern Miss to that same caliber. And I'm going to do everything I can to help do that.
Absolutely, Coach. Just one more comment here. Aside from the numbers and all the great things that you've done here at Garden City Community College and what you've brought, that enthusiasm and that level of energy and the success here, but everyone in the community is so proud of you. And as a broadcaster that, as I mentioned, that I watched you play in the early years when you were a player, and now as a coach, couldn't be more proud of you as not only the media relationship that we have, but also couldn't be more proud as of your father's proud of you as well in getting this opportunity. But thank you so much for all the great things you've done for me and for the time and that you've given, not only for these interviews, but also for the coaches' shows and the pre- and post-game. It's been just fantastic to be a part of your program.
Thank you. I haven't even been able to look at you during this whole interview. I thank you for, you've believed in me more than anybody else probably, and have been, you know, aggressive in showing your support for me. And you always thought our team should be ranked higher. You always think that I should be more famous than I really am. And thank you for believing in me and the program. I wish nothing but success and congrats on your engagement. I can't wait to see officially when you and Donette tie the knot. I'm so happy for the both of you and to Ross and Tony. You guys are awesome. And I cannot thank you enough for all of your support. And to Garden City, I will miss you and thank you.
Coach, thank you so very much.